Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is time for the Richmond Market Minute, and Mike Lavery is back with us today. And the market's still okay, right?
John, I mean, Dow had a nice rally yesterday, about 267 points, so 1%. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at futures this morning. We'll call that another 250 to 200 points on the Dow, so another 0.5% plus, at least as we're looking at the opening this morning. So markets still remain very buoyant at this point, defying a lot of people's questions, thoughts. And John, that's singularly the biggest question I'm getting right now from listeners and from clients both is, how is this happening? How are we seeing all of these headlines about what's going on in our cities and even hearing about what's happening with negotiations with China and trying to get our economy reopened, and yet the stock market is back, depending on where you look, within a very reasonable striking distance of all-time highs. So it's a little bit of a conundrum for sure.
Now, a little bit later in the show, we've got the economic development director from Chesterfield who has agreed to come on. Yep. And I was distressed by this bad news that Carvana has pulled out of Chesterfield. I don't think that's related to the, I'm going to call it, the terrorism in the city of the last few days. But, you know, clearly some businesses are scaling back. Is there any indication that while the markets are strong, businesses are growing?
Oh, absolutely, John. And I mean, the Carvana news, and it's not something we follow closely, but that had been in the works, not just here in Chesterfield, but from Carvana's capital structure, had been an issue for months now. And so that just became exacerbated by what we saw here.
So that may be internal, not external.
Issue. Yeah, absolutely. I think I just sent you a little tidbit. If you look at the overall data center and technician availability for jobs here in Central Virginia and really throughout the Commonwealth, that continues to expand, and that's a trend that's going to remain, I think, in place for a long, long time. So are there going to be job dislocations as a result of this? Absolutely. But are there going to be new opportunities? Now, some of them are going to take training. They're going to take education. They're going to take spit on your hands and a little hard work, something like that. But there are clearly going to be winners out of this. And sometimes you just have to step back and take a look because they may be in less traditional spaces than what we are used to. Mm-hmm. But that does not mean they're not going to be great opportunities. And some of those secular trends are going to be around not for quarters or years, but for decades. And I would encourage people that either are disjointed from their job right now or they just are looking to get out in front of where some of those opportunities are. There are going to be plenty of them out there. And I promise you, for a variety of reasons, John, Central Virginia is going to be a very, very promising place for that because we're still 90 miles away from the capital of the world, whether you like that or not. And we are still about 90 miles away from what was and is going to continue to be one of the busiest ports on the eastern seaboard. And that's going to put us in very good stead for the new economy that was coming along anyhow, and it's just going to come along a lot faster right now. So I want everybody to be a good heart because this is a great place to be. John, if I hadn't lived in Virginia all my life, I'd move here right now, I promise you, from an economic standpoint, if nothing else.
They need to hire you at the tourist board because I don't think that, but
Well, you've traveled the world more than probably anybody listening to this radio right now. And so, you know, at the end of the day, for all our foibles, what we have here in Central Virginia is really, really a great place with lots of promise. We've got
lots of promise. And I'll tell you what, I would do is wait for the next two elections before I would decide to open a business here. I'll tell you, because if the people of Virginia and the people of Richmond double down on what they got after what they've seen the last 2 weeks, anybody with any money would be crazy to come here. You'd be insane to come here. But anyway,
the markets are telling us what they believe will happen in a Democratic Republic. And we're in a Democratic Republic, and I can tell you what the markets are saying right now, and they've still got all thumbs up.
That is good to hear. I want, you know, unlike some of the people we're talking to, I actually want us to be prosperous, you know, and I want capitalism to succeed because it lifts more people out of poverty than anything else in human history. I wish everybody else
would
commit
to that. From your lips to God's ears.
Hey, thanks, Mike, from Wells Fargo.
Hey, everybody stay well out there.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only. An individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.